Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm so excited for another doubleheader in playoff baseball today.
Flaherty versus
Fultonavich.
Fultonavich, yeah. The Fs.
Yes.
All about the Fs. Speaking of Fs.
Huh?
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
What?
Honestly, you know what?
Oh God,
He may be the greatest baseball manager in history.
I'm seeing stars right now.
Don't even try to sell this to me, Padres. I'm sorry, AJ. I'm sorry. Don't try to sell this fan base.
What just happened?
Did you just say who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
Speaking of F,
this is a children's program.
I needed an F, so that was the F I came up with. Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
It's one of my favorite moments of Bennett Woods ever.
I guess you call that a UT scoop last night. The rumors are flying all over the place when it comes to the Padres managerial search. Bennett Woods here on 97.3 The Fan on a Wednesday morning. You had Buck Showalter's name brought up all over the place last week. Buster Olney tweeted yesterday again that Manny Machado was pushing hard for his former Baltimore manager to get a serious look.
Sure.
So, you know, Buck Showalter this, Buck Showalter that. And then UT comes out last night and now Buck Showalter's not a candidate. But guess
how,
who is?
How? How is he not a candidate anymore?
It could be that he already is locked in somewhere else. There's a lot of reasons. And we also have a lot of false flags in a managerial search.
Yeah.
Names that, you know, really aren't on the list, that you hear are on the list. Names that you don't hear at all that are on the list. But you heard a couple of them yesterday. Ron Washington is brought up. No surprise there. We've talked about Ron Washington a bunch. Former Texas Rangers manager. But the name that came up in the piece that I think just floored about everyone, including myself, again, Jace Tingler. Who the fudge is Jace Tingler? Now, let me start by saying that the Padres get to do their own search for a manager. It's their team. They get to pick whoever they think is the best choice to lead their team into the future. And if it's Jace Tingler, then go ahead. That's your right to hire Jace Tingler as manager of the Padres. He could be a brilliant mind who pulls every right string and turns the Padres into a World Series contender in a matter of months. I don't know because I don't know anything about Jace Tingler. I promise you this though, for the people who are listening, on their way to Petco Park who are working there today. And you don't have to listen to me, but I promise you this. If you hire Jace Tingler, you will get killed. You will absolutely get killed in this market. And you're okay with that. If you are so confident that he is the right guy and you hire him anyway, knowing that you are going to get hit over the head with a sledgehammer by people like me and Woods and every other talk show host and columnist and television anchor in this town and every fan with a Twitter account, and you think you are so sure that he's the right guy, more power to you. You just know that you have to eat your lumps throughout spring training, first couple of months of the season, every losing streak. You're going to have to take your lumps because everyone's going to say, I thought we needed an experienced manager. I thought we needed someone who could hit the ground running. I thought we expected to compete this season. And you may think that Jace Tingler checks every box on your list. You will get destroyed if you hire, what seems to be AJ's old buddy from the Texas Rangers, Jace Tingler, because no one knows who Jace Tingler is. No one outside of a Texas Rangers fan, I would imagine. I mean, I guess.
I promise you Texas Rangers fans don't know who Jace Tingler is. Who's the base running coach for the Padres now, Ben?
I don't know.
Exactly. It can't happen. I got a text from Paul yesterday with the highlighted thing, and I remember I looked at it, I went, what? No. My initial reaction was, all right, fine. Just go get Girardi. And get, like, you know me, I've been a little bit anti-Girardi. I'm like, Anybody's better than some no-name guy.
Who
and again,
the fudge is Jace Tingler?
If the Padres hire Jace Tingler, I'm not going to stop being a fan. I'm not.
No,
gonna stop
I'm still going to watch.
I'm not going to stop pulling for them. It's going to be a rough. It's going to be a rough few months until Jace Tingler proves beyond a shadow of a doubt
that he's the guy,
that we were all wrong, and that, boy, we're going to look really silly
his
in a couple of years
face, yeah.
when Jace Tingler is lifting the World Series trophy and handing it to Ron Fowler, you know, on the pitcher's mound at Petco Park, and then we'll all say, I remember that day when I said, who the fudge is Jace Tingler? And we'll have a nice laugh because, well, you know, we're talk show hosts, but I promise you, you're going to get killed. You are. Just know that going in. I'm sure the Padres are smart enough that they know.
If they hire
Jace Tingler, the news cycle is not going to go well for them
You can't. We've said it over and over and over and over again.
I looked it up. He's got a good record of coaching in the Dominican League.
Okay,
which probably means he checks that communication Spanish language box. Rookie ball, a lot of first place finishes in the minor leagues. 38 years old, has done that front office / dugout experience with the Rangers. Worked with A.J. Preller when he was in the Texas Rangers organization. It sounds like A.J. Preller would be very comfortable with a guy like this.
Which I think is the absolute wrong move. I think A.J. Preller and the San Diego Padres need to hire somebody that makes them a little bit uncomfortable. I really think that's the move. Then again, I don't run the baseball team. I will say as a fan, if you hire Jace Tingler, it will be my fingers will go to the middle of my brow, and I will put my head down, and I will rub my brow feverishly
The tweets just from the Dodgers and Giants and Diamondbacks fans
alone,
kind of laughing at the Padres. Jace Tingler?
I mean, the guy could be the next A.J. Hinch, but I don't know that this is the place where you need to figure that out. Here's
After Andy Green, you cannot take
you
that
cannot
risk.
Cannot take that risk. And the thing is, man, is
if you just fired Buck Showalter or Joe Girardi, then maybe you got a little. You have no wiggle room.
Dude has interviewed for management positions in the past and did not get them for, I'm assuming, a reason.
Well, he's only 38.
I get it. He's super young, but I'm telling you, man.
That's younger than even Andy Green was, right? When he was hired,
about
the same age.
It cannot be.
I remembered when they announced Andy Green as manager of the Padres, and my first reaction was, "Who?" But at that point, we knew the Padres were rebuilding; that it was going to be a process. And Andy was impressive and came in and talked a good game and was a smart guy. And I was more than willing to give him a chance. I will be willing to give Jace Tingler a chance.
You have no choice.
We would have no choice otherwise.
You're not, and it's not because we work here. It's because I want to see the team win.
I just feel like when we talked to Ron Fowler last week, Woodsy, you weren't here on Friday. Paul, didn't you get the sense that a name like Jace Tingler wasn't going to be near the top of the list, right?
No, it seemed like it was. I mean, last week it was like Madden, Showalter, Girardi, and kind of nobody else. You know, Bochy, but like big name guys with experience, guys that have won. Ron Washington was like the dark horse.
Yeah, if it wasn't going to be an experienced guy, it was going to be someone we're very familiar with, Mark Loretta. You know, the early names we were hearing, they all made a lot of sense.
And maybe it still will be. Maybe we're overreacting for no reason because obviously the ink is not dry yet at all on anything, and it could be nothing more than a rumor.
But
the fact that it's out there gives me a lot of pause. It gives me a lot of me saying, what the F? You know, go, guy, what are we doing?
And maybe you bring a guy in because you want to hear his ideas and, hey, AJ knows him and it gives him a little boost. Hey, I heard your name associated with the Padres. Helps him get an interview somewhere else.
Maybe.
At some point, and you don't have any intention of hiring him. I don't know what the story is. The only thing I know, and that is from growing up in San Diego and being a member of the media now for the past 22 years in this town. You hire Jace Tingler, you're going to get killed.
You're
going to get killed. And you know
what? Are you sadist?
They have
up there? Like,
you know
do
what?
You want, do you
I
want
will
to get
say
beaten?
This. A lot of people in that front office at Petco Park, starting with Ron Fowler and Peter Seidler, they have thick skins.
They do.
They don't mind getting killed if they think they're doing the right thing, which I respect the heck out of that.
I do, too. It's hard. It's hard to do in this day and age, dude. To kind of stand your ground and do what you believe in. It really is. It's a lot harder than it used to be.
But again, if you hire Jace Tingler, until the day he proves me otherwise, I will be one of those out there killing you on it. I really am. I will have too. No other choice.
There's no choice. There's no choice. And listen, I mean, I'm sure if it's Jace Tingler, we'll talk to Jace Tingler.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Jace.
First conversation with the new manager of the Padres on Ben and Woods on Friday.
Were you blown away when you got the call to come manage a baseball team that is lost 90 games in perpetuity? Like, here's the other thing, Benny.
Rangers aren't exactly killing it the last few years either.
Exactly, and I'll tell you what, man. Next year cannot be a stepping stone lily pad 500. It can't be. It cannot. It's 90. It's like 90 wins or bust. I mean, really, it's 90 wins or bust. There cannot be 81-81 next year. There just can't be. It's
done. It would be an 11-game improvement.
Right, but it just can't happen.
All right, get that out of the table.
And you did that to yourself.
I don't want anyone to be surprised by my reaction.
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
Now that's out on the record. Everyone knows where we're coming from. I just wanted to say my piece on that one.
Oh, boy.
And, again, we're talking about one rumor and one report.
Yes.
And in a season where you've got all kinds of rumors flying around. But
Oh God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.